Welcome to Torah Timecha, Neach Yomi, with the OU Women's Initiative. My name is Dina Rabinovich, and today we will be studying Sefer Tehillim, Perek Samech Tet. Where does one begin with Mizmor Samech Tet? Do we look at the koteret, the title, which appears only two other times in Sefer Tehillim? Okay, three if you count Mizmor Samech Shushan Ha'idut. Do we look at the other people who could be referenced? Do we look at the Mizmor in context of the Mizmorim that come before and after as part of the concluding Mizmorim in the collection of Mizmorei David? Do we analyze the Mizmor as a recap of David HaMelech's life? Perhaps we will do all of the above. Let's start at the very beginning, a very good place to start. Lamnatseach al Shoshanim leDavid. Lamnatseach to the conductor. Al Shoshanim, Radaka Metudat David, believe that Shoshanim was an instrument in the shape of a Shoshan flower. In Mizmor Samech, we translated it as a rose, and Rashi and Rav Hirsch used the rose among thorns analogy. But Shoshan can also be translated as lily, a flower with six petals, and Rav Yoel ben Nun suggests that the instrument thus had six strings. So the opening line of the Mizmor indicates, as it often does, what instrument was used as an accompaniment. What else or who else can this Mizmor refer to? Rav Yoel ben Nun suggests that the descriptions fit Yirmiyahu, who is drowning in mortar when thrown in a pit and who constantly has enemies chasing after him. How do we understand this Mizmor in context of those that come before and after, especially in its strategic location at the end of Mizmorei David? Rabbi Benny Gesundheit, who looks at Sefer Tehillim as a continuum, says that we're actually concluding the second collection of Mizmorim of David HaMelech. The first was in the first Sefer, Sefer Rishon, Mizmorim Gimel through Mem Aleph, and in between we had the Mizmorim of Bnei Korach and one Mizmor of Asaph. In these last Mizmorim of David, we see an older David, says Rabbi Gesundheit, who is reflecting on his life. The tone of the Mizmor starts sad, like a kina or lament. In the first part, Psukim Aleph through Yud Gimel, David is reminiscing to Hashem about all of the troubles that he, David, had. There's no specific reference to actual events, but an overwhelming sense of the distress that the events caused. So Pasuk Bet, Hoshieni Elokim Kivau Maim Ad Nafesh, save me, God, for the waters reached my neck. And Targum, for Ketuvim, redeem me, Hashem, for an army of sinners has come to trouble me, like water that has reached to my soul. Pasuk Gimel, Tavati bivein mitula ve'in ma'amad, bati b'mamakei ma'im v'shibolet shetaftani. I'm drowning in the mire of the deep, with nowhere to stand. I've reached the watery depths, and the current has swept me away. And the Targum says, I'm sunk in exile, like the water of the deep. There's no place to stand. I've come to the mighty depths. A band of wicked men and a wicked king have sent me into exile. Pasuk Dalet, Yagati Bechari Nihar Groni. I am weary from calling out. My throat is hoarse. What is David really asking for? We see this at the end of Pasuk Dalet. Kalai Eini Miachel Elokai. My eyes are dim from searching for my God. Pasuk Hey, Rabu Misa'arot Roshi, Sonai Chinam, Atzmu Matzmitai, Oivai Sheker, Asher Lo Gazalti, Azashiv. More numerous than the hairs of my head are my unprovoked foes. My destroyers grow strong, my lying foes. What I have not stolen should I then give back? And the Targum, those who hate me without a cause are more numerous than the hairs on my head. Those who dismay me, my enemies, false witnesses, have grown strong. What I never stole, I will have to repay because of their false witness and testimony. Pasuk Vav, Elokim atayadati li'ivlati ve'ashmotai mimcha lo nichachadu. God, you know my folly, and my guilt is not hidden from you. Meaning, you know my sins and what I've done wrong. Pasuk Zayin, Al yevoshu vi koivecha adoshem Hashem tzvakot, al yikalmu bi mefakshecha Elokei Yisrael. Let not those who hope for you be shamed through me, Master or Lord of armies. Let those who seek you be not disgraced through me, God of Israel. Those who trust you should not be disappointed in me. Those who seek instruction from you will not be ashamed of me, Hashem. Pasuk Chet. Ki alecha nasati cherpa kistach lima fanai. Because for you I have borne reproach. Disgrace has covered my face. Pasuk Tet. Muzar hayiti le'echai v'nachri livnei imi. I have been estranged and counted as a stranger to my brothers. I am like an alien to the sons of my mother. Pasuk Yud, Kikinat Veitcha Achlatani, Vecherpot Chorpecha Naflu Alai. For the sanctuary, the zeal of your sanctuary has consumed me. The reproach of your reproachers has fallen on me. And the Targum adds, the condemnation of the wicked who condemn you when they preferred their idols to your glory, that has fallen on me. Pasuk Yud Aleph. In fasting, I wept for my being. It became a reproach for me. I wept, says the Targum, in the fasting of my soul, and my kindness became my shame. Pasuk Yud Bet, Ve'etna levushi sak, ve'yi lahem lemashal. I made sackcloth my garment, and became for them a byword, a proverb. Yud Gimel, Yasichu v'yoshvei sha'ar, uniginot shotei shechar. I was a talk of those who sit in the gate, the taunting song of those who are drunk. And the Targum, those who sit in the gate will speak about me in the marketplace, in the songs of those who come to drink liquor with the circuses. The second part of the Mizmor shifts to a tefillah with Pasuk Yudalit. Vani tefillati lecha Hashem et ratzon, Elokim berov chastacha, aneni be'emet yishecha. But as for me, my prayer is in your presence, Hashem, in the time of favor, in the goodness that you show me and answer me in the truth of your redemption. Tedvav, Hatzileni mitit ve'al itba'a, inatzla mison ay umamakei mayim, save me from drowning in the mud. Let me be saved from haters, from the watery depths. And the Targum, deliver me from exile, which is like mud, and I will not sink. Let me be delivered from my enemies, who are like the depths of waters. Tetzayin, Al tishtefeni shibolet mayim, ve'al tivla'ini mitzula, ve'al te'atar alai be'er fiha. Don't let me be swept away in the current or swallowed by the deep. Do not let the pit close its mouth over me. And the Targum adds, a mighty king will not send me into exile. The powerful deep will not swallow me to cover me up, and the mouth of Gehinnom will not be opened for me. The next section of the tefillah is crying out to Hashem and hoping for an answer. Yud Zayin. Aneni Hashem ki tov chastecha, kerov rachamecha p'nei elai. Answer me, Hashem, for your kindness is good. Look towards me with the abundance of your compassion. Yudchet, ve'al taster panecha me'avdecha, kitzar li maher aneni. Don't turn your face from your servant, for I am in danger. Hurry, answer me. Yudtet, karval nafshi ge'ala leman oivai p'deini. Draw near to my soul and redeem it, that my enemies may not claim superiority over me. Redeem me. Chav, ata yadati cherpati uvashti uchlimati nigdecha kol tzerorai. You know my disgrace and my shame and my dishonor. Before you stand all of my oppressors. Chav aleph, cherpa shavra libi va'anusha va'akavel anud va'ayin v'lo menachamim v'lo matzati. Reproach breaks my heart, I grow ill, I hope for consolation and there is none, for comforters, and I don't find them. Vaitnu bevaruti rosh velitzimai yashkuni chometz. They gave for my nourishment wormwood, and for my thirst they made me drink vinegar. Yehi shulchanam lifnehem lefach velishlomim lemokesh. May their table before them become a trap, and their allies a snare. Techshachna inehem mirot umatnehem tamid hamad. May their eyes grow too dark to see. May their loins perpetually shake and tremble. Chav hei, shvach aleihem zaamcha, v'charon abcha yasigem. Pour your anger upon them, and may your harsh anger overtake them. Chavav, tihiti ratam neshama, ve'ohaleihem al yehi yoshev. Let their tent become deserted, may no one settle in their tent. Chav zayin, ki ata asher hikita radafu, ve'el machov chalalecha yesaperu. For you whom you struck, they pursued, and they recounted the pain of your victims. Chav chet, Tina avon al avonam ve'al yavo b'tzit katecha. Add guilt to their guilt, and let them have no part in your bounty. Chavtet, yimachu mi sefer chayim v'im tzadikim al yekatevu. Let them be erased from the memorial book of life, and let them not be written with the righteous. The third section of the Mizmor has yet another shift, to halel and hoda'ah, praise and thanksgiving. Lamed va'ani, ani v'cho'ev yeshuatcha elokim tesagveni. I am lowly and hurting and wounded. O rescue, Hashem, and you will protect me. Lamed aleph, ahalala Hashem elokim b'shir v'agdalenu v'toda. I will praise God's name with song. I will glorify him in thanksgiving. Lamed bet, v'titav l'Hashem yishor par, makrin mafris. Let it be better to the Lord than oxen. Let a horned bull with its hooves. Let my prayer be more pleasing in the presence of Hashem, says the Targum, than an ox that Adam Harishon sacrificed, whose horns preceded its hooves. Lamed Gimel. Ra'u anavim yismachu dorshei elokim v'chi levavchem. The lowly will see and rejoice. Take heart, you who seek God. Pasuk Lamed Dalet. Kishomea el evyonim Hashem ve'et asirav lo vaza. Hashem listens to the needy and does not neglect his prisoners. Lamed he yehaleluhu shamayim va'aretz yamim v'chol romesh bam. Let heaven and earth praise Hashem, the seas and all that stirs within them. Lamed vav ki elokim yoshia tzion v'ivne are Yehuda v'yashvu sham v'irashuha. Hashem will redeem Tzion, repair the cities of Yehuda, and they will return there and inherit it. Lamed zayin v'zera avada v'inchaluha v'oyvei shemo yishkenu va. The sons of his servants will succeed to it, and those who love his name will abide in its midst. Mizmor Samechet discussed the greatness of Hashem as one who saved us from our enemies. How does it connect to the lament of Mizmor Samechet? Because by the end of Mizmor Samechet, we see the universal nature of someone in distress and how tefillah can help. David is looking at his life, which by all accounts has been fraught with obstacles and challenges. From how he was treated at home, he was considered so not important that when the family hosted Shmuel Hanavi for a feast, he was sent to shepherd the sheep. To how he was treated by Shaul, who allows David to marry his daughter if David would kill 100 Plishtim, fully intending that David would die as a result. To his life as a king, the incident with Bathsheba, the death of their first child, the rape of his daughter Tamar, the rebellion against him from two of his sons, Avshalom and Adoniyahu. But David always learns from what has happened to him and is able to teach others as well. David is more concerned about the kavod of Hashem than his own kavod, and that is why Hashem will refer to David as David Avdi, David, my servant. If we go back to the definition of Shushan and recall what Rav Hirsch said about the flower when he translated it as a rose, this is a mizmor, al shoshanim, about a flower that must stand straight in a storm so that it does not get mutilated by its thorns, who looks heavenwards towards Hashem to be saved. This is who David is and what he is ultimately teaching us in this mizmor. Thank you for studying together. Le'ilui Nishmat, Sonia Finkelstein, Chana Sara, Bat Chaim Leib.